Hello again. Welcome to the program. We're going to look today at the two natures of the Christian. Ephesians 4:22-24 says that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Now, that word conversation is actually an old English word that doesn't refer to what we're saying. It actually means manner of life. That you put off concerning the former manner of life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created, in righteousness and in holiness. Now, this is very important to understand, so that you know what's going on in the Christian life. The unsaved person has only one nature, which he inherited from Adam. In the beginning, God created the world. He put man here, gave them one rule, and they broke it. They became sinners, and we're all descendants of Adam, and so we have inherited that sin. The unsaved person has one nature only, which we inherited from Adam. However, when someone receives Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, we read in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, or a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Now, it's important, as we read in verse 24 back here in Ephesians 4, that which is new, which is after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now, let's look at it a little more in depth. We have the unsaved person. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. He cannot understand the things of God. It's sometimes very frustrating to us as Christians when we try to talk simple things to people who do not know Christ, and they just cannot understand them. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. Well, in Romans 5:12, what happened? It says, wherefore as by one man, that's Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. We are all sinners. Romans 8 and 5 says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. And so, Genesis 2, we have the story of what happened here and how we became sinners. It says in verse 16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, or freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And I was saved as 12 years old. I started reading this and I thought, wait a minute. He said the day that he eats thereof he's going to die. He didn't die that day. I decided when I was 12, if the Bible is what I think it is, if it's really the Word of God, there should be no mistakes in it. And so I thought, what's this? Well, in the Greek, it actually says, dying thou shalt die, and it's referring to two different deaths. I shouldn't say Greek, I should say Hebrew. In the Hebrew, dying thou shalt die. So they died spiritually that day, and later on, they died physically. Now, Ecclesiastes 7:20, Solomon said, for there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Not one. All we like sheep, Isaiah 53, verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The average person gets up in the morning and check with God to see what God wants them to do. And the average Christian doesn't do that much anymore either. Romans 3:10, as is written, there's none righteous. No, not one, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, you know, most of us are, we come short. I'm a lot closer to God than that nut bar over in Russia called Putin. That guy's not close to God. I'm closer than he is, but I'm still a sinner. All have sinned and come short. God expects perfection. And I'm not perfect, and neither are you. So we're in a mess. Job 14:4 said, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Now let's look at how it happened. Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. By the way, when you see the word Lord God that way, capital Lord, every letter is capital, followed by the word God in the Old Testament, it's always Jesus. He was very active in the Old Testament. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of the fruit of the garden. Now, the Lord didn't say that. The serpent said it. Let's read the whole thing. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. He said this unto the woman. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. Whoa. God didn't say anything about touching it. So the first thing she does is she misquotes Scripture. The second thing she does is she changes it completely. Lest ye die, God said, thou shalt surely die. The serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Now, only change one word. God said, you shall surely die. The serpent said, no, you shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now notice three things. The food, pleasant to the eyes, and the desire to make one wise. We won't go into it here and now, but he attacked body, soul, and spirit. He did the same thing when he was tempting Jesus when he was here on this earth. And he does the same thing with you and I. Well, they did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. They thought, yeah, we could just cover up. That's it. We'll get a plan, our own plan. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the Lord came and visited with them every day in the cool of the evening. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Eve and said, what have you done? No, that's not what it says here. And the Lord God called unto Adam. Adam, you're responsible here. Boy, Eve ate the fruit and gave it to him. Yeah, Adam, you're supposed to be in charge. Spiritually, you should be running things here. And he said unto him, where art thou now? God knows where Adam and Eve are hiding. This is the first question we have in the Bible, and what God wants is for Adam to know where he is. Where are you, Adam? Where are you? Get it in your brain and figure it out. Now, that's a good question for all of us who call ourselves Christians today. Where art thou? Where are we spiritually? And he said unto them, Adam said, I heard the voice thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and hid myself. Afraid? This is the first time we have fear mentioned in the Bible. It's product of sin. He said, who told thee thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? He already knew that. He wanted Adam to say the right thing. He should have said, yeah, I have, and I'm very sorry. Please forgive me. No, he didn't. He said, the man said, the woman whom thou givest me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Not my fault. The woman did it. And besides, you gave her to me. If you hadn't given me in the first place, none of this would have happened. It's amazing how we blame God for everything these days. Why don't you blame the devil? And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said to the serpent, oh, no, it wasn't me. The serpent beguiled me, and you made the serpent. And I did eat. Passing the buck. instead of just repenting like we're commanded to do in the Word of God. Well, we go down to verse 24 and we read, "So he drove out the man and placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life." And so what a difference tonight is going to make to Adam and Eve out there in the wilderness when they used to be in all that beautiful Garden of Eden. So let's look at the saved man. 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, or a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." John 1:12-13, "But as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of the blood, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man." Notice this, "but of God." Born of God. 1 John 5:18, "We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not." Now, let's look at the old man here. Romans 7:18-24, "For I know that in me," Paul said, "that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not." So he said, I got that old man, the flesh, he refers to it here. "For the good that I would, I do not, and the evil which I would not, that I do." Why? You got those two natures, one fighting against the other. "Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find in a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me." Yes, God did not make over that old nature. He gave us a new one. So now we got those two natures fighting each other. He said, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" And he goes on later to explain how that can happen. So we have the old nature, we have the new nature, the flesh. The Bible says in Galatians 5:17, "The flesh," the old nature, "lusteth against the spirit," the new nature, "and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." 2 Peter 1:4, and we've looked at this. Now, here's why. This is why. Let's go back and look at it again. Whereby, "are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers." What's a partaker? A person who joins in an activity or an action. "Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." So you got this new nature. What are we going to do with it? "Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to your knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence." Now, he said in verse 5, give all diligence. "Give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall." It's so important to add to your faith. Build up that new nature. "Therefore, brethren," it says in Romans 8, "therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, ye shall live." It's so simple. Jesus said in John 16, "When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." Now, the question is, which nature am I feeding? Day by day, as we walk through life, there's so much influence to influence that old nature. Do it this way, do it that way, don't do this, don't do that, go here, follow me. That's what the devil's going to say. The Holy Spirit, say no, build up the new man, add to your faith. Add those seven things that we talked about. The question is, which nature am I feeding? That's the one that's going to win. Be sure and be with us for our next program.